You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst. Yep, got to do it now. Analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. I guess you don't get to fly with your buddy tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm thankful that I don't have to listen to Bo talk, because it sounds like, based on you guys getting to breaks on time, that Bo won't stop talking. So I'm thankful that I don't have to listen to that on the plane.
Yeah, you like those Seattle helmets, Dave. That's all it was. Yeah.
They changed colors in the light, Arch.
Yeah. Space cadet. Arch, one of the things we were talking about, one of the reasons neither one of us would shut up just a minute ago, was talking about Kirk going into detail about the difference in defenses now as opposed to what it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. I thought it was really intriguing because you've seen the changes, as have I. And I always make the point that, you know, offenses to a certain extent used to rely on the structure of a defense to be able to identify people and to say that's the middle linebacker and this is a nose. And the defenses are just so unstructured nowadays, at least pre-snap. What did you make of his comments? Because I thought it was really interesting, and I'm sure you've seen some changes too in your day.
Yeah, no, it was fun to listen to him talk about it, Mike, because he took everybody in the weeds, and I think everybody was a little bit bewildered with where he went with it and started talking about the single high safety, split safeties, what you could get with cover four, and then the ability to read pre-snap and somewhat diagnose what you want to do with the football, obviously confirm what you saw in the first step or two of your drop, and then you went through and went ahead and distributed the football. But now with what defenses are doing, they understand what your – it's interesting. They understand what your thought process is and how to read. So, okay, we're going to muddy the water on that. We're not going to allow you to have an idea what we're going to do pre-snap. They may show it looks like they're coming with four pressure off left side. You adjust your protection. The next thing you know, it's four off the right side, and they're playing zone behind it. And to get to your point, something that you would see at the line of scrimmage, maybe pre-snap, that would give you an indication, maybe the way a corner was playing his technique, inside technique, or a safety walks over the tight end from the secondary, you realize, okay, they're coming with somebody, they're going to play man coverage in the back end. They don't do that either. So they don't give you an indicator, okay, this is definitely man coverage. Because the next thing you know, they play zone and they match up. They'll play matchup zone behind it because it'll be zone, but then they'll jump a guy in a man technique in his area. It's just, it's really mind-boggling. I thought it was pretty cool for Kirk to go in the weeds like that. And some of it, I think, was to just kind of say, you know what, you guys don't really know what you're looking at. You know, I thought that was kind of funny as well.
Well, I want to talk about the game at some point, but What do you feel is the sweet spot for a guy to be in the league as a quarterback position to kind of get comfortable with all of that? Because, you know, that was, I was having a conversation with somebody online the other day, and they were, you know, obviously it was just about quarterback play and blaming people, and it's trying to talk about how important setting up that protection is and the knowing where the pressure's coming from and how to handle it.
Well, I think, Bo, that can kind of ebb and flow with what you've done in college. And there's a lot more complicated stuff in college than it used to be. So you used to get some vanilla looks in the back end from a college standpoint, from a pressure standpoint. Like I said, they were much more telling in what they were going to do. The guys would tip things off because defensive coaches had to guard against their guys not being where they were supposed to be. Now they're doing a much better job of disguising those kind of things. So that learning curve is probably a lot higher than it was when I came out, or even 15 years ago when, you know, say when Matt Ryan came out. So things have changed dramatically there. So it took me probably late into my second year. I got to play a lot my second year. And so things started to slow down for me late in my second year. And by going into training camp my third season, I felt pretty good about what I was seeing. Again, I don't think the curve was quite as high then as it is now for guys to have to learn, like Michael Penix, to figure out what these guys are doing. But it also helps if you saw a good bit of it in college, which I think they're doing. So maybe that brings it a little bit more down to earth as far as how you can grasp this stuff and how much time it takes.
We are joined by Dave Archer, analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And to piggyback off that, you want to go for it? Say it.
Analyst.
There you go.
Okay. Feel good now.
Because this is just top of mind for everyone. Dave, I know others have asked Raheem. They've asked Kirk about the QB spot next year while Michael is rehabbing. Where's your gut on this one?
It's interesting, Allie. I don't know that I've actually gone there mentally to decide, okay, hey, Michael's the quarterback and Kirk's not going to be here, or, hey, we need to figure out a way to make sure that we can kind of spread Kirk's money out over the next few years and have him be here as the quarterback as Michael kind of comes back off injury, because you're not sure where he's going to be potentially. Is he going to be ready by week one? And if he's ready by week one, how much has he actually been able to be under center that month before to get himself mentally ready, like Bo's talking about what he's going to see? I think there's a lot of variables to that. So I think I've tried not to let myself go down that rabbit hole, Allie, and so I don't think I'll do that here today either.
Well, and talking about pivoting to the game, if there's any team, other franchise that kind of may understand where the Falcons are at, it might be Arizona. Kyler Murray is not playing the rest of the season. You will get Jacoby Brissett. He's done a nice job, Arch, since he started playing for the Cardinals earlier this year. He leads the NFL in passing yards. What do you see out of this Cardinals team that might allow them to jump up and grab us if we're not careful this weekend?
Yeah, it's interesting, Mike, that how well he's played, and really he's been hampered by his wide receiver core as well. It's a nondescript group. You know, Michael Wilson has stepped up in Harrison's absence. It looks like, you know, I've kind of been trying to monitor the injury report, and he's kind of operating from a practice standpoint, much like Drake London is this week for the Falcons. So we may see him, we may not, but it's Trey McBride and Kyle Pitts. How about that? A heck of a tight end matchup. I mean, McBride annihilated us 2 years ago when we played him in 23. I think he had 130 yards receiving in that game. So this is not a new guy as far as some of the Falcon personnel that are on the field. They're beat up. They've been kind of nondescript up front. I'd be interested to see what your evaluation was of them up front. It's kind of been a mishmash of guys playing. I think Froholt's the only guy that's played every game for him, the center. They've had some issues protecting the passer, which you hope bodes well for our guys to be able to come off the ball, Ulbrich, and get after him. But I expect it again to be a one-score game. This team has played 9 one-score games, Arizona. They're 2-7 in one-score games, and a lot of those games are against teams we've seen that we played, the 49ers. They played, obviously, Seattle. Those are teams that are in their division. They've played some very close football games. Just have not come out on top for whatever reason, and we can obviously have the same sentiment about our guys as how we've handled one score games.
Yeah, Arch. When you look at their defense, they've only gotten to the quarterback 25 times as far as sacks goes, and they've gotten some defensive holdings. But What can Zach Robinson do if he gets Drake and Pitts back, and along with Bijan, to attack this this defense that's given up right at 28 points a game?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, some of it has been, Bo, if you go back and look, the offense has put them in some bad spots or their special teams. You go back to the game last week against the Texans. Now, Houston went right down the field and scored a touchdown. And then the next kickoff, they fumbled the kickoff. And the next thing you know, Texans got the ball at about the 20-yard line. Now, that defense you're talking about came in and bowed their back and held them to a field goal in a sudden change situation. Arizona's offense came out. Yeah, I came out and didn't do anything. I think we had three and out, four and out. And the next thing you know, here comes the Texans down the field again, and it was 17-0 before they could blink. The offense had touched the ball one time. So some of it has been they've been put in bad spots. Some of it they just haven't been able to rise to the occasion. They got two really venerable safeties in the back end. Buda Baker is outstanding in the back end. So is Jalen Thompson. Now, Jalen Thompson missed the Houston game. There's a potential that he could be back. Or I think that's kind of been the word out here. But it's one of those deals where we like our defense. Now, we've been able to get after the passer, but we've given up a lot of yards. And in some games, we've been giving up a lot of points. So I think it's a matter of the games. I don't necessarily think there's a pattern to it. The one thing they've struggled with, which bodes well for us, is they have not been able to stop the run very well. Gave up the run game, especially the last 2 weeks. The Rams touched them up for over 200 yards, and then last week in Houston got them for just under 150 yards. So maybe that's the part that you lean into, and then you get Kyle and hopefully Drake going should those two guys play together.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting game. Dave, thanks for the time as always. Enjoy your time in Arizona, and enjoy the game.
Thank you. Appreciate it, all. You guys take care.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.